Well, the federal government is in the thick of two big rows of its own making, distracting from its rollout of bushfire recovery announcements. A brutal smackdown from the Prime Minister Scott Morrison of one of his own state Liberal colleagues has caught headlines, highlighting divisions in the coalition over climate change policy as well. And despite growing calls for his federal Nationals colleague Bridget McKenzie to resign over the sports funding scandal, the Prime Minister continues to back her. Here's our political reporter, Tom Eagledon.
Trying to keep the government's focus on bushfire recovery, the Prime Minister's made another announcement today. Loans and grants to small businesses in the disaster zone of between $50,000 and $500,000.
To get yourself up off the mat, to actually be able to look forward and say, my business has a future. My town has a future.
But twin political distractions are obscuring the efforts the government's making at getting money onto the ground, and both are coming from Scott Morrison's own side of politics. The New South Wales State Environment Minister Matt Keane told News Corp newspapers this morning that the federal government needs to consider how it uses carbon credit carryovers to calculate carbon emissions. Mr Keane also suggested that several members of Mr Morrison's cabinet were unhappy with the direction of climate change policy. That earned this rebuke from the Prime Minister on AM.
Matt Keane doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what's going on in the federal cabinet. Most of the federal cabinet wouldn't even know who Matt Keane was.
And this afternoon, he doubled down.
Do you regret saying on AM this morning that the New South Wales Environment Minister didn't know what he was talking about in the climate change?
No, I don't, Jen. What I said, he didn't know what he was talking about in relation to what was going on in the federal cabinet. That's what I actually said.
Former Liberal opposition leader and climate change activist John Hewson says he thinks the Prime Minister needs to back off.
He doesn't listen. The facts are overwhelming and he keeps running these fictitious slogans and false arguments to defend an indefensible position on climate.
And he's critical of Mr Morrison's handling of the second political distraction, the sports grant scandal.
This Bridget McKenzie issue will not go away. It is a major abuse of their position in the government. And unless she stands down, he should fire her.
As sports minister in the lead-up to last year's election, Bridget McKenzie awarded millions of dollars in grants to grassroots sporting clubs. Around three-quarters of those grants were awarded despite not being judged as most in need by her department. And an Auditor-General report this month found that that money went either to marginal coalition seats or ones it hoped to win from Labor.
The minister took decisions which actually increased the number of Labor-held seats that actually received grants.
The Prime Minister says no rules were broken, and indeed the rules the government drew up for awarding the grants did allow the Minister to go outside the recommendations of her department. They're now being looked at.
The report raised a number of issues in those areas and I've asked the Attorney to look at them.
Would you change the law to justify it?
No, I'm going to ask the Attorney to have a look at them and then he'll come back and make some, he'll give some advice about the matters that are raised in the report.
Perhaps more problematically, the Prime Minister's admitting his office had a role in the awarding of the grants.
The Prime Minister's office has always relied on representations made to it by its members. That has been what every Prime Minister has always done in relation to any program. The Minister was the one making the decisions on those grants programs.
But he's continuing to stand by his minister, something Simon Longstaff from the Ethics Centre thinks could be a mistake.
Scott Morrison, on this occasion, is once again going for a low level of ethics, in fact, a non-existent standard of ethics in a case of this kind, by finding excuses to back his colleague rather than to back the conventions that serve best the interests of the Australian public.
Simon Longstaff of the Ethics Centre, Tom Eagledon, our reporter.